Hey, folks, welcome to Stone Graphics. Welcome to Stone Graphics Radio. Hey, we've been out on the air for the last 2 years, and we're getting started back up just temporarily, off and on, show here and show there. But we got a special thing going on this year at the Indiana Bigfoot Research Organization out of Martinsville, Indiana. The gentleman that owns this organization is by the name of Leroy Nail from Martinsville. And that's down around Morgan Monroe State Forest, if you will. And we have that gentleman on the other line here. Hey, how are you tonight, Leroy?
I'm doing good, Steve. How about you?
Not bad, now. A little under the weather, just getting over the flu. But, hey, we're good to go. could you tell us a little bit about this annual Bigfoot camp out that you folks have?
Yes, we have an annual camp out every year that we're running. This will be the second year that I've really been involved in this one. I'm looking for a great turnout this year. The surprising thing about that is that out of the 25 people that we show currently that's going to show up, 14 of those are women. So that is just great. I know that the women do such a great job on it, you know, going out and doing research, and because they really, they pay more
attention. Well, I think you guys, absolutely, I think you guys have done a fantastic job as far as you've been taking over for the past year, and it's, the group has not only grown, but there's been more sightings in the state of Indiana. And also, I'd like to say that I think you guys have done a fantastic job. That's you and your wife, Nancy, and we really appreciate you folks. Now, it seems to me that the camp out has started to grow more and more each year. Is that so?
Yes, yes. It's growing each year. Like I said, I think this year is going to be really good. I'm hoping that we do have enough that we're going to be able to go out. My thought right now is I want to go out at, have a group going out at 1 o'clock in the afternoon doing a day research. Then again, another group go out at 10 o'clock at night and do some research and do some night investigation. And then again, about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning for those late nighters and the ones that really want to get into it, we want to try to go out again at that time. So we want to try to go out about 3 times a day. So I think if that's the case, it's going to be, we're going to be interesting, and I think that we're going to collect some stuff. I think that we'll hear some, we're going to hear some vocals, because we have been hearing vocals here in the last few weeks. We've been picking up more and more vocals. So, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we heard vocals earlier in the evening back by Prather Lake, which the next day one of the guys actually found a footprint back here just on past where we had heard vocals the night before. Even earlier than that, another couple, Jim and Tanya, had something walk up on them. And just in the wood line from their vehicle, they had something walk up on them. And then later that night, we had Edie and Vince and Shane actually get a great vocalization that recorded and has been sent in and come back saying, yes, it is Bigfoot. So that was all in just one night, you know, one evening. And there's been other vocalizations the week before, and, you know, so it's really picked up here in the last few weeks.
That's fantastic.
We've been
getting things
off and on. We've been getting things off and on all winter, but not that much. But that weekend, a couple weeks ago, as soon as it warmed up, you know, got a little bit warm, seemed to be really active. We'll be out again this weekend. I'm going to be camping again this weekend in 4th Street. And seeing what happens this weekend. We're actually going to take some Boy Scouts out this weekend, some Cub Scouts.
Good. Let me ask you this. I know that you have certain areas that you go to. Is there certain areas that you kind of like to keep secret over there because you really don't want people to go in there with guns and stuff?
Yeah, we do have one area that we're kind of keeping to ourselves. So I don't like to talk about that one much. But then we also have other areas. We have other, you know, the Prince Lake is a well-known area, and we're getting activity back there. Nancy and I ran across a place just Monday evening that really looked interesting to me. The thing about it, Steve, on this one, deer hunted in that area for years. As we was walking in, I caught myself looking behind me a couple times. And Nancy asked me, she goes, what's wrong? And I went, I don't know. Just weird feeling. And we hadn't seen those signs up until just a few minutes later. We went around a bend and we started seeing some tree structures. So I was like, wow, that's kind of interesting. So I actually went back in last night and I've got a trail cam up in that area just to see if we can capture anything on that. Shane and I went back into there yesterday. There's an area that's off of Far Road that Vince actually seen one last August. And we was in that area.
Could you tell us about how many acres just in this forest alone, if you would, please?
Yeah, there's 25,000 acres in the Morgan Monroe Forestry. The Morgan Monroe Forestry is the second largest forest in Indiana, I believe. And we also, it connects into the Yellowwood State Forest and on down into the Hoosier National State Forest.
Well, the reason I ask that question, Leroy, is because a lot of times people, they hear the word Hoosier or the word Indiana, and they think, well, this is just flat farm ground, you know. These creatures, they don't stand out there in the open in the fields and what have you. And that's the reason I asked this question, that you got forest. Could you tell us a little bit about how the land looks down around that way? Is it like ice age cutouts, stuff like that?
Yeah, exactly. This is the edge of the Morgan Monroe Forestry. It is on the southern side of Morgan County into the northern part of Monroe County, and then it's actually where the glaciers stop at. So we're at the base of really all the hills in Indiana. And as you move a little bit east of the Morgan Monroe Forestry over into Nashville area, over into Bartholomew County, they get some of the highest peaks in, well, that's actually Brown County, but you actually move into, that's some of the highest peaks in Indiana. I challenge anybody that doesn't think there's any hills in Indiana to come down here and walk some of them. Shane and I was actually laughing, kind of not really laughing, but had mentioned that Lonnie Honks was up from the Kentucky Researchers last year, and we went in down into Prather Lake, and that walk wore him out coming back up over those hills, just like it does the rest of us. You know.
Well, you know, we do have forests up here in the northern part. Of course, there's been several sightings all over the state of Indiana, but to me, the gateway of the gateway to Bigfoot land here in the state of Indiana is Morgan Monroe. From there on further south, you know, you start getting into the heavy forest lands. You got Mooresville and, you know, the reservoir down there, and you got huge water source. Mm-hmm. You got Yellowwood, you got Morgan Monroe. My God, it's a Hoosier National Forest time, you ask me.
Yeah, you get into a lot of it, and the thing that's surprising to me that I really wouldn't have thought about until lately is it doesn't seem like these things are hiding deep in the woods. But they are, but they come up close to campgrounds. I've heard numerous, you know, we know that they do here in the Morgan Row. They come up, they'll be right around the campgrounds. I have also got reports from Shackamack that my nephew was staying in Shackamack and had something come up behind his and scream and scared him enough that he grabbed his keys and set his alarm off on his car, set his horn off.
Excellent.
Because it scared him enough. So thinking that, you know, they come up at all these parks, I believe, and it could be easy food.
Yeah, excellent.
It could be entertainment. I mean, the kids are running around, everybody's running around, and I believe they just come in and watch.
Well, let me ask you this. Could you give us a description of the time schedule that this campout's going to be and what the people really need to bring and who else is going to be there to help you, if you would?
Yeah, well, we're going to run from April 30th. I have to look. The last weekend of April, I think it's April 30th through May 4th. And, yeah, that's correct. 30th through the 4th, April 30th through May 4th. I will be out there myself on that Thursday by Thursday afternoon. I don't really look for a whole lot of people to show up until Friday. You know, we'll have more on Friday, and then the biggest showing will be on Saturday.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Like I said, I want to do three different investigations each day, basically around the clock in a way. I'll have Shane Gardner helping me, and Jim and Tanya, I believe, will be out and helping. They're going to be out, but I'm not for sure when. And Lonnie will be coming in on Friday. Lonnie Hawkswell from the Kentucky Bigfoot Researchers. He'll be up on Friday, and he'll also be helping. And so
Excellent. If
anybody hasn't been out with Lonnie before, that is, anytime you get out in the woods with Lonnie, it's a great time.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Lonnie goes out and does some calls, and he always gets some reaction, And it's a good time to go out with him. A lot that you can learn from him. So, I believe we'll have some help and should be a good time.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna run through. I'm gonna be there myself. I'll be there all the way through until probably Monday morning sometime.
Excellent.
You know, by noon I might be leaving by noon on Monday. And that depends on who's there, you know.
Yeah.
But,
let me ask you this, as far as getting all these people together and everything, what type of programs are you planning on having for them? I hear that there's a step cemetery that's supposed to be haunted there, and people have sightings around there, and of course there's other lakes, there's three other lakes there and stuff like that. Could you tell us a little bit about your schedule, what you like to do or whatever?
Well, yeah, I want to go into the different areas, especially during the day, and that's why I want to go out at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and Friday we'll probably be going in to Step Cemetery during the day and then again at night on Friday night. Saturday we'll probably go to Prather Lake Saturday during the day. And then I'm actually hoping that we have enough that Saturday night we'll have a couple different groups go out. We'll have a group go out probably back to Prather Lake and then another group that we may go in down behind the Boy Scout Ridge where we always seem to really get some reaction at. And then I've got a couple new areas that one of them will have to, it'll be back in the woods ways. It'll take us, if we get some kind of reaction, something comes in close, it'll be a, it's going to be an eerie walk coming back out of there, because it's going to be probably a 15-minute walk back out of the woods itself. So that one will be exciting. and that's actually along the far trail itself, and it's really kind of in the middle of the Morgan Hill Forestry, in between all roads, and in a large section of wooded area that is very, very thick.
Yeah.
And it's just off, it's actually in the same area that Vincent had one run in front of him last August. It's right in the same area. So I think that's going to be an interesting place.
Let me ask you this, Leroy. For those people in the state of Indiana, that one report sighting and know that they won't be kidded or made a fool of or whatever, how would they be able to contact you?
They can contact me by emailing me, going to our Facebook page or our website, and my email's on there. I have people that do, they message me just off of the Facebook, off of that page. I've had several people that just message me. I always reply back. And my email is listed on there and my phone number. So I'm more than glad to get calls. One of the most interesting ones was lately I had a older lady call me and said that when she was a little girl, just on the west side of Martinsville here, that she was playing in a creek. And she thought she, maybe it was a cow coming through a cornfield. And then she looked up, and there was a Bigfoot standing on the other bank from her, looking at her. And she told me that its hands was literally very leather-looking in its fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And from the nose up, it really looked like a person looking at her. And she told me, she goes, well, my feet finally got traction. I ran as fast as I could. So, and that was, and I asked her, I said, well, what year would that have been in? And she goes, well, that would probably have been back in 1962. So that was an interesting call. It was very interesting to talk to that lady. And I've still got to get back with her again. And she's supposed to call me back again and go in and actually take a full report from her. So that one was, it was just a little interesting talking to her.
Okay.
And
well,
she
I want to talk a little bit about the Kentucky Bigfoot researchers. How did you meet up with these gentlemen, and do you think they're really that good?
Wyoming is very good, and we've been down and seen him, and Lonnie and his whole group are so full of information and was so great to even talk to them and listen to their stories and listen to what they had to say. That I hope that a few of them come up with him. They can actually make it up to the camp, because I would love for people to actually be able to listen to what they have to say. And their story is very convincing. There is one couple that's with him that been coon hunters for years. These people have been out in the woods forever. And you can just tell that. And when they're telling you about, you know, seeing things and hearing things, you know that they're straight up there. That's what they see. You know, there's not much doubt in your mind. So, yeah, I am looking forward to Lonnie coming up. I met Lonnie last year at our camp out, and been close with him, and that's Last year is when the Indiana Bigfoot researchers and the Kentucky Bigfoot researchers actually joined together and become associated, their organizations become associated together. And we've been constantly on the phone with each other, telling each other what's going on, and it's been great.
That's fantastic. I got a gentleman that just tried to listen in on the show. He couldn't, so I told him to call in. Folks, if you're out there, our telephone number, if you need to listen in, you can't get our program because it's been down for a couple of years, dial 1-516-531-9468, and we'll click you on so you can listen to the show. We got about 9 minutes left, Leroy. I want to get into this, some of the sightings that Indiana has had. Do you recall any that that's chilling or more memorial to you that than some of the others?
There is one that's not been, that I haven't been able to actually get a report on, Steve, but was very, it's very interesting. And last year, in August, the same time, in the same time frame that Vincent had seen one, within the same week, not even probably a mile and a half, 2 miles apart through the woods, you would say, or less, there is a lady that was driving a golf cart coming down a steep hill road, and one ran in front of her. And supposedly one ran in front of her, and she wrecked the golf cart and had serious injuries, head injuries. And that's why I haven't been able to get back. But her family was, we talked to her sister, and that's how we found out about it, because she reached out to the groups and was asking if has anybody heard of a Bigfoot in this area. And as soon as she told me where it was at, as soon as I found out where it was at, it's like, yes, that's the second report I've heard on that hill alone, and other reports not very far from there. So that one seems, that one kind of touches me, you know what I mean, because, you know, someone was hurt, you know, and they were seriously hurt. And, you know, the Bigfoot didn't, but she wrecked the golf cart because it ran in front of her. That's what we've been told. So, and that's not reported out there anywhere. That's because unless I go talk to him and get a full report, I haven't been putting anything out there, but I say that it's a story, but I can't confirm any of it.
Wow.
But that is
a story. Like sound like a very exciting area there, Leroy. I'm hoping, my hope is that your group will grow and that your group will be able to have more reportings to put on your website. By the way, I've looked at your website, and I think it's fantastic. You've done it. You guys have done a fantastic job there. I noticed that some of the sightings date back 170 years. And,
they go back a long way. Exactly. I think we've got listed over 100 sightings in 50 counties in Indiana right now, something like that. So I hope that keeps growing, and the more people that we reach out to, the more that starts telling us things. And that's exactly what we're after.
Now, has anybody contacted you from the northern Indiana area, say up around Peru and stuff like that? There's areas up there around Warsaw and stuff like there that there's been a lot of sightings up around Winnemac and all these areas. Anybody contacted you lately?
Not really lately. I mean, there's a few on the Facebook page, but I haven't. I haven't been up there with anybody and to really connect and stay with somebody up in there. You know,
I might be able to help you. All right, I might be able to help you with some of that. I've contacted a couple people over in Peru, Indiana, over in Miami County that's interested in this, and we'll see if we can't get them on your Facebook group and try to get a couple people that's going to go out up in that area and kind of keep you informed of what's going on up here, because I know you cover a lot of miles. You cover a lot of area here in the state of Indiana.
From southern Indiana down in Evansville area. I take it back. Vincennes area. From the Vincennes area, clear up to Logansport and on up north there, up towards Michigan City.
Yeah.
So I travel those roads a lot and always watching and talking to everybody. So I hear different things from there. I did have another lady that contacted me that is supposed to be coming to the camp out her and one of her friends actually had an encounter. Two different times. Both of them had encounters.
Well, Leroy, our time's running out here. I definitely want to take time to thank you for calling in, taking your time, because I know your time's precious. You work a lot. But I wanted to get this out for those people in the state of Indiana that believe, but they don't know who to contact. And if they want an opportunity to go out and learn, then I think this is a perfect opportunity to put it out there on the air so people have that opportunity to show up and say, hey, who are you? What can you do? What can you teach me? You know, and as time runs down here, I want to thank you very much for calling in and letting us know about the Indiana Bigfoot Research Organization and the camp out there at Morgan Monroe.
All right. Thanks a lot. I'm glad that you reached out and wanted me to call. Hopefully we can do it again here shortly, maybe after the camp out, and we can talk about what happened at the camp out. Get a couple more people. We need someone else to call in with us and talk about what we've seen.
Sure. You know, we might be able to do another show after all this is over and find out what kind of evidence you guys have found. You enjoyed the show.
I did. Thanks a lot.
Well, sounds good. All right. Listen, folks out there, Stone Graphics will be back on off and on. Just catch the episodes when you can. And this is Steve Abney and Leroy Nail signing off. We thank you. Okay.